Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dusty and Mac with this week's edition of Start, Bench, Cut.
Yeah, baby. 9 o'clock, a way to kind of go full circle throughout the show, or you can go Start, Bench, Cut. Feel free, 913-586-7965. Send us yours. We just told you about the company that owns Freddy's filing for bankruptcy. That doesn't mean that all the stores are going to shut down. It just means the company is.
No, it means the company's going to reorganize.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
We know about that.
Yeah. Here's the deal. Somebody says, sorry, Chicken and Pickles not closed. It was closed one day for charity. Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's thriving.
And they do a great charity work in Kansas City and all over where they have their locations, too. They're the biggest givers for a lot of places in town. They do an unbelievable job, man. We're lucky to have them based here.
Yeah. So, start, bench, cut. Freddy's Fry Sauce, spicy ketchup from Whataburger, McDonald's sweet and sour.
I'm going to start the spicy ketchup. I'm going to bench the sweet and sour, and I'll cut the fry sauce. That sweet and sour is just money in the bank.
I know. You guys are sweet and sour lords. It's good. I'll start the fry sauce, Whataburger, though, spicy ketchup, and I'll cut the McDonald's.
All right.
Yeah, I'm a big sweet and sour guy from the Golden Arches. It's good on everything, even on the fries. We go to head coaches for this year. Who do you want leading your team the rest of the way? Sean McVay, Andy Reid, Mike Vrabel.
Well, I'm going to keep this pretty simple. Andy Reid, start. Sean McVay, bench. Mike Vrabel, cut. 3 Super Bowls, 1 Super Bowl, no Super Bowls. I'll take that every day of the week.
I'll take the question from what I've seen this season and what I've seen this season. I'll take McVay, Vrabel, and then Andy Reid. But you're right, Bob. If we're talking for the rest of the year, it's no question. I'm not just going to jump ship from 11 games, 10 games.
Jump what?
Ship.
Okay. Well, I heard something different.
You never know with these two in your show now.
Are you turning my stinky hearing aid?
The horses are coming. Hey. We go with the best teams, I think, in the top 3 of the NFL right now. Rams, Eagles, Colts. Start, bench, cut.
I'll go that order.
Same.
Yeah. I'll go that order.
Yep.
Will all 3 be at max pack? Find out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Tease.
We go to the second tier of the good teams in the NFL. Broncos, Bills, Bears.
I'll start the Bills, bench the Broncos, cut the Bears.
Who had the Bears leading the AFC North. Woo! Going into week 12? 7-0 against teams that are below 500.
Yeah, so
0-1 against teams that have a winning record.
0-3 against teams,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
0-3. Hey, so what? You play who you play, man. Right. I hate to keep beating the dead horse on this one.
It's about progression, and Ben Johnson and the Caleb Williams progression is happening.
Yeah, it's good.
They came back and won that game on Sunday.
It's a really good step for them. I'm excited about where they're at. They are, they're probably the worst 7-3 team in my memory. Maybe the Steelers a few years ago. So this is Bills, Broncos, Gap, Bears.
Yeah, the Bears have to prove it. Who do they have this week? Is it a big one?
I think it is a good game.
Is it Detroit? Because Thursday nights, Bills and Texans.
They do have 3 NFC North games in a row. I do
Bears play
that.
The Steelers at home this weekend.
It's the Vikings that have that then.
Yeah, just guess a team. What's fine.
Oh, and then Friday on Black Friday, the Bears play at 2 p.m. against the Philadelphia Eagles.
That's a good one. Yeah.
And
how
then they've got the Packers. Their next 3 games are Steelers, Eagles, Packers. All right, we'll see what the Bears
are
really made.
How about next week's Thursday, Friday slate? Chiefs Cowboys at 3:30. Packers and Lions at noon.
Oh, that's a good one at noon.
Chiefs Cowboys at 3:30.
Smash.
This one sucks. Ravens and Bengals.
Yeah, they need to punt that game.
And then Friday is Bears.
What do you mean, why? When you schedule at the beginning of the year, it's Burrow versus Lamar Jackson in prime time.
Yeah. Bears Eagles at 2 p.m.
That's great.
So Mac and Drew will be filling in on Friday after Thanksgiving, and that'll be like right at the end of your guys' kind of close to like you'll be getting home.
No, we're 8 to 11.
Oh, yeah, you're doing 11.
We're 8 to 11, yep.
And then there's 11 to 2, and then Carrington's 2 to 5.
That's exactly right.
Should be fun. We go with quarterbacks this year. Who do you want? Start, bench, cut. Drake May, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes.
I'm still going Mahomes. I'm benching Allen, cutting May.
Same.
Okay. Somebody said on Twitter, do you hold or sell Drake May's stock right now in cards? Hold and buy.
Yeah, you're not selling right now. No, too early to sell. If he wins MVP, then you sell. At least I would.
Yeah, I don't hate that. It's a good call.
Because he could come back next year and be total dog poop. Mm-hmm. Especially if Josh McDaniels gets another opportunity to coach in the NFL as a head coach, which league is so dumb, filled with dopes as owners. They probably would give that guy a third shot.
Start bench cut. Final wild card spot in the AFC. Jags, Chargers, Chiefs.
Start the Chiefs, bench the Jags, cut the Chargers.
Yeah. Yeah, before last week I would have said Chiefs, Chargers, Jags, but I mean, the Jags just beat the whole crap. I mean,
yeah, the Chargers were traveling east. It was an easy win for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yep. So that's the order there.
We go back to the Freddy's conversation we had earlier. Freddy's fries, Culver's fries, Arby's fries.
What kind of Arby's fries? The curly, curly fries? All right, then I'm going to start the curly, bench the Culver's, and get rid of the Freddy's.
Oof.
I think I'm going to start Arby's, bench Freddy's, cut Culver's.
See, I just think the Freddy's fries
like the
stink.
I think that little pocket.
I do. I love it all.
I love the crinkle. But the Freddy's fries, you got like a whole handful. It's just, I don't like those kind of short, thin
crispy
fry.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not
that's
my
fair.
Fry. I want a hearty fry. I like a waffle.
You
Hearty's. Yeah. I like a waffle fry. I like a crinkle cut fry.
I didn't put waffle fry because you'd have leaned into that one.
But I like the curly fry. It does. And the Freddy fries, I mean, you need to have like six at a time and scoop. Like, it's more of a thing to just eat the sauce than it is for the actual fry. Take the sauce away from Freddy's. Are you still going with the fry?
That's a good point.
See, that's what it is. It's a vehicle to eat the sauce.
Mm-hmm. Today is National Apple Cider Day.
Oh, thank God.
So do you apple cider, hot chocolate, or hot tea? Hot tea is underrated. It's a pain in the ass to order at a restaurant, so never order at a restaurant because you've been there.
Why is it a pain in the ass? Just pour the hot water and bring me a tea bag.
Because hot water doesn't come out fast.
Out of the coffee pot, though.
We don't do it that way. There's a hot water spout. You have to pull it, and you have to fill up, like, at least we did this at the place I was at. You have to fill up, like, a hot tea kettle. Then you have to fill up the hot tea cup. Then you have to get a lemon. Figure out what hot tea flavor they wanted. Mm-hmm. Then they were like, do you have any honey? Of course, it's a restaurant. There's honey somewhere.
Right.
You have to bring it all out. Meanwhile, you're just everywhere.
Yeah, you got like, six other drinks. And you have the food coming out. I'm like, dude, okay.
But it's great at the house.
No, I drink hot tea a lot. It was for my throat and, you know, the voice and all that. So I'll start the hot tea, bench the cider, and cut the hot chocolate, I guess. I don't know. I probably should have started the cider, but
I'll start
that about 12 years ago.
I'll start the... Ah, man, this is tough. I'm realizing how much I like hot tea. I'll start hot tea. I'll bench hot chocolate, and I'll
You're
cut
an
cider.
Earl Grey guy, aren't you?
Oh, heck yeah,
I
baby.
Love Earl Grey tea.
Yes. See, I like peppermint tea. Peppermint tea is really good for the voice and for the throat. It kind of opens it up a little bit, you know, get the snot out of there.
Yeah, because I was the throat goat last year, and I had to do the hot toddies, right?
Yes.
And it's awesome. And I have lemon juice in my fridge year-round. I have honey.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a local.
Ooh, try the hot honey in that tea.
Ew. I have a honey that I got from this place downtown in Lee Summit, and it is honey that was made in barrels that were used to make whiskey.
Oh, see, you're supposed to have local honey because that's supposed to keep the allergies away.
Oh, interesting. That's kind of cool.
No doubt. The throat show for me today. That's not good. That's got to stop.
That's you can't say that.
The throat show?
Yeah.
Not good. Somebody says start bench cut because I've seen him on TV. Christmas Vacation, Home Alone, It's a Wonderful Life.
Home Alone, Christmas Vacation, It's a Wonderful Life. I could alternate the top two, but those are the two best Christmas movies for me.
Wonderful Life, Home Alone.
I will start Home Alone, bench It's a Wonderful Life, and cut Christmas Vacation. Because every year, I've told you this 100 times, it's both Home Alones on Christmas night, finished by It's a Wonderful Life. Found out today that yesterday was...
You skip Home Alone 3?
I do like Home Alone 3, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I've watched that maybe once.
It's not bad. I mean, it's not great. It's not a good movie, but it's the best one after. Like, they've done, like, 4 or 5, whatever it is. But Scarlett Johansson's in that movie, by the way.
Home Alone 3?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's, like, I think, like, 13. Alex D. Miz, I think, is the actor that plays the kid that's Home Alone.
Do they call him Kevin still in Home Alone 3?
No.
Oh.
I think his name in the movie is actually Alex.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
We had a guy on the text line trying to bet you $300.
No, it's official.
Oh, it's happened.
Mm-hmm. I told him it's good. I said the Chiefs would win more than 9 games, and I put $300 on it. I am scared.
Wow. Okay, let's go.
4-3.
Yeah.
I think 9 is, no, they got
to
go 5
to
and
push?
2. Yeah, no, there's no push. It's more than 9.
More than
they
9.
They got to go 5 and 2.
Okay.
So it's 9.5, technically.
Yeah.
Hey, word is bond.
So you think they're going to win 10 games and just barely miss. Okay, that's fair.
I think it's going to look like the Royals season, like I said before.
That's fair.
I think there's a lot of similarities to where the Royals season went and ended, kind of similar to where this Chiefs team is headed and where it could end. Fatigue plays a factor. Bob dives into that. Plus, Dayton Hughes gave us some very good audio that we will also replay for you here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Leo Chanel, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Back here on 96.5 The Fan. Somebody says, Dusty needs to never say he was the throat goat. Trust me on this. What was your high school nickname, Dusty? No, that was not it. My high school nickname was Pigeon because I shot basketball shots with pigeon toe, which is a common thing.
Yeah.
You know this. Yeah. You bang chains, Mac. You know what it's like.
My nickname was Funny Round Man.
Huh. That's nice. Okay. It's still the same now?
Pretty much.
I'm just kidding.
Did they just play
not as funny anymore.
When you walk through the hallways, it was like the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Here comes the round ball walk.
Yeah.
He's rocked up. He's thick.
Oh, yeah. Somebody says, yesterday, many Bronco fans were wearing championship shirts from last year, from years ago. Maybe the Chiefs got or act together and go all the way. Let's hope. Well, we'll see.
Well, no, look, that's a good text because if you got it, you got it. If you don't, you don't. Like, let's see we'll see what they're really made of, guys. We really will. We'll see what this organization under Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid is really made up over the next seven games. We've seen a lot of greatness. It's easy to win when things are going your way. Now things aren't going your way. You have to fight. Let's see what kind of fighters they are.
Yeah, like what, I guess before we get into the content, like, What will a game Sunday prove to you that they've figured things out? Just a win?
That's all it is at this point in time. I don't really care how it looks. Just get wins. That's kind of how I felt all season long, all year long, all dynasty long with this. I don't care what it looks like. Just get wins. Find ways to get wins. And they're just not doing that right now. They're not finding those ways to win games like they used to. And, you know, a lot of it could be back to fatigue and thinking about the way that this roster was built, because I'm sitting there and I'm really struggling with, like, what's wrong with this team. Well, number one, they're a very undisciplined team. That goes back to coaching. Number two, their play calling hasn't been great by abandoning the run. That goes back to coaching. But also, too, you've got a quarterback out there that wants to play hero ball now all the time, because Patrick Mahomes, to me, as great as he is, he still has his faults, which we all do. No matter what it is that you do, you still have your faults. I feel like Patrick Mahomes is that guy, and I'm dealing with it right now with my high school kids, right? It doesn't work. I'm done. I quit. I'm out. I'm not doing it this way. Hand off first and 10, gain a yard. I'm out. I quit. I'm not doing it this way. 65 yards to dirt. Like, my dad always used to tell me Eli Manning's best wide receiver was dirt. Eli to dirt. Eli to dirt, right? Kind of what we're seeing with Patrick Mahomes right now with these deep balls. The timing isn't there. It's just not working right now. It's a lot of Mahomes to dirt. And so just because it doesn't work on that first play doesn't mean you don't try it again, and you don't try it again. Like, we've lost persistence in this world, I feel like. Like, oh, just because it didn't work the first time, we quit now and just do completely the opposite. So I don't know deep down inside how Patrick Mahomes is truly going to respond, how Andy Reid's going to respond, how Chris Jones is going to respond, how Travis Kelce's going to respond, because we've never seen him in this type of situation. And when people are putting in situations that they've never been in before, you really see growth. You see true character. You see how they are as human beings. We're going to learn a lot about these guys over the next 7 weeks of the season. Are they front runners, or are they actually people that can rally the troops and get this thing taken care of when they need it most? It's time to go out there, Patrick, and be that leader. It's easy to lead and win Super Bowl. Easy to do that. This is where you really become a leader. This is where you really become a team. This is where you really show your true colors. Everybody's against you now. Everybody's throwing dirt on your grave. Go out there and prove everybody wrong. Do you have what it takes?
Oh, and I think
I mean, I know he does. It's just, is he going to go do it? And the answer to your question, Dusty, because, I mean, Bob, you're saying, you know, win the game, that's what matters. And you're right. At this point in the season, like, there really is not much else. Like,
style points never
matter. The game. But at the end of the day, they won those games last year, and it didn't matter at the end of the day because they weren't actually as good as a lot of those wins. Sure, they were able to pull some stuff out of their ass and got lucky here or there, and yeah, some good scouting on a blocked field goal, but that team, when it down to brass tacks against another really good team, wasn't nearly as good. They weren't ready. They got punched in the face, and they weren't able to step up. And so that's why, yes, the win is the most important, but to your answer your question, Dusty, I need to see some changes as far as consistency in the offense, rhythm, personnel choices. Who is that third wide receiver? And it doesn't even need to be, it is Hollywood Brown, it is Tyquan Thornton, but three or four guys getting 20-25% of snaps isn't going to cut it. How can you get into rhythm? How can you gain trust? How can you gain chemistry with anyone if you're not actually on the field? So Mahomes needs to know who his fourth guy is behind 487 in number one. And then past that, I want to see running the ball. You mentioned more than 13 carries. That's one fact. More than 13 carries this Sunday, I will feel better about it than last Sunday.
Well, I need a 50-50 split. I do. At this point in time. I need to see them keep, like everybody has told us this week, we've heard it from three different NFL players about the predictability of this team, okay? That's a big word that's being thrown around right now. And what was it, Danan that even said, like, even if you're under center, they're not respecting the run at this point in time. You need to go overboard and run the football until they tell you to stop running the football and then continue to run the football more, because what you're doing to yourself, these are all self-inflicted. I mean, we've given Andy so much credit because of how good he is. This is an area where Andy struggles, and it's okay. That's what we all struggle in certain areas. We all are good at our jobs, but we're not good at this part of our job, or maybe we're not good at that part of our job. I think right now the part that Andy is truly struggling with is realizing that other than 87, there's no chemistry with Patrick Mahomes and anybody else on this field. Maybe Tyquan Thornton, maybe to an extent, but there's nobody else that's got chemistry with Patrick Mahomes right now. So you can see that's developing right before your eyes. Take that pressure off of Patrick Mahomes. Let them run the football. The more that you run the football and the more that you show the opponent you're going to run the football, the easier the passing game becomes. It's elementary. It's football 101.
I don't think you're going to get the 50-50 split just because two teams do that. Philadelphia is 50-50, and then Seattle's the one team in the league that runs the ball more than they pass.
Where do those teams reside right now?
In the NFC.
First place?
Yeah, they're both doing well.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I think you could look at it bigger. You know, the bottom 10, none of these teams have great wide receivers, great passing games. They have to do this.
I don't know what the type of win is, but I think if they win and they're in control for the whole game, I think that gives you some sort of indication, because they are playing the Colts. And as much as we consider, I think we've all done this, we don't think the Colts are as, we think they're fraudulent to what they appear to be. I don't think that they are a fraud per se,
right?
But I don't know if they are a dominant 8-2 team that's going to make a bunch of people nervous when it comes to January. But if you go into this game and, you know, the defense holds Jonathan Taylor, and we know that Daniel Jones has fumbling problems, and the Chiefs take advantage of that. They don't turn the ball over. Mahomes looks crispier on his throws. Guys are getting open. They look like they're playing as a team. Because I am in fear of this, fellas. I really am. That an implosion from the inside is inevitable if it does happen in the way that we don't want to see it happen on Sunday. If Jonathan Taylor does what Jonathan Taylor does, and it's one of those, like, bad memories from when Tiki Barber torched the Chiefs defense for like 200 plus rushing yards and you just can't stop it, and you see the writing on the wall. Those sideline tantrums that we've seen in the past are going to be more than just one person. It's going to be more than just Kelce pissed. It's going to be more than Mahomes pissed. And I don't know, because we haven't seen it. And I think right now I understand that in 2015, the Chiefs had a 5-5 record. I believe that was the record in 2015. They were a 5-5 team at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have the built-in success and the high times and the fun times that they had been riding that they have the last 8 years that this team has had. And we do know, and we have seen, that this team, they lose worse than they win.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
No, like, 100%.
They do not like to lose. And it's, I know no one likes to lose. But, like, you saw the dismay that the Ravens were in this year when Lamar, was he hurt? Was he not? How did they handle the situation? Was he going to play? Was he not going to play? You'll be fine. You'll do all this. And now the Ravens are just like, we'll be okay. Lamar will be back. The North isn't that bad. We'll be okay. And there wasn't really a whole lot of like throwing of helmets and showing all of that. Well, the Ravens haven't had the success the Chiefs have had. They don't know what it's like to be at the top consistently and have everything go your way more often than not. And when it doesn't go the Chiefs' way, they show a little bit of, a lot of frustration that we have seen. And then people, obviously the teams that everyone hates is Kansas City Chiefs, the national media, and they'll point in on the frustrational outbursts. But like, that's why I think it is important to win this game and have control of this game, because we're starting to see from, we're running RPOs, we need to run the ball hard more. Mahomes, just what Klingler told us yesterday, sitting in the locker room, just staring, not talking. Travis Kelce saying, I'm not talking to anybody. I don't want to talk about anything today. Sorry. Well, again, it goes back to what we always have said. It's always easy and fun to talk when the times are high, but when the times get low and the frustration settles in, who's going to talk then? And not a lot of people wanted to after that game against Denver, and now you get the Colts that come into town trying to stay alive for the number one seed with those Denver Broncos, and they see that the Chiefs are vulnerable, and they see that the what the Chiefs did to James Cook, and I think we can all agree that Jonathan Taylor is better than James Cook. They're going to take that same method because they do have a good offensive line, and I hate to bring this up as well. Ty Warren is a really good tight end.
Yeah.
And he might be a problem. And I just want to see if this team can handle this adversity, go into this game at home at noon against an AFC team, and can they control this game and win this game? Because if they don't, you're 5-6, and then everybody's probably joining me on the conversation.
Yeah, it's a different conversation, you know, if they don't win this football game. And that's why we're really going to find out about their true character and what they're made of. But also, too, we do forget that this has been a long, long, long journey. And I'm not here to sit and make excuses for this football team. But my friend Ben, who's got ties to Buffalo, sent me this cut yesterday of Steve Tasker talking about what halftime was like for the Buffalo Bills in their fourth consecutive Super Bowl. They were winning this game at halftime. And this is what Steve Tasker said.
At halftime of that game, it really felt like there was nothing left in the tank after all those games, 100 games. We were games where we were playing 5 preseason games, 16 regular season games, 3 playoff games, and a Super Bowl. I mean, we're playing 20, 25 games a year. We just could not keep the intensity up for one more half.
It's kind of like you're... By this point, you're waiting for something bad to happen, and then if it does happen, it's almost as if you've predicted it.
I think there's a lot of people with that mindset right now here in Kansas City. We're waiting for bad things to happen, and then when it does, it's like, oh yeah, we knew that was going to happen, right? And I think maybe some on the team may have that effect, but I think what we're dealing with now is a team that potentially is exhausted, and we've talked about that for years, playing this extra year, essentially. You know, the Royals were exhausted after 14-15, playing an extra month of the baseball season when everybody else is resting. Good problems to have, penthouse problems to have. But also, too, when you're evaluating your roster in the offseason, maybe you do need to make some harder decisions about letting some people go that have been here throughout all of this and get some fresher legs in there right now, because it sure seems like this is a team that is just absolutely tired. Danon Hughes heard that earlier, and he weighed in. Mac, do you have that?
Yeah, I get you.
He said he had it, so that's why I asked him.
On the Troubles in Paradise, or you want to talk about the...
You got it, Mac?
Okay.
You know what? That is great perspective. I can see how that works. When you play the most football of any team in the NFL, you have to wonder, okay, well, is there some attrition that happens? What is the dynamic that goes into maybe not just not being fatigued, but figured out maybe, or lack of extra gas in the tank that got you to that point? Mm-hmm. I think there's some credence to that.
Yeah, and I think so too, both from a mental and a physical side, because no matter what you do for a living, that mental exhaustion sucks, man. You know what that's like. And I can see that in these guys. They do look tired, and it's not an excuse, but it needs to be a factor when you go into the offseason this year and say, maybe we do need to part ways with some of these guys that have been here for a little bit of time that maybe have kind of hit that proverbial wall of playing in an entire extra season. I know a third of the roster turns over every single year, but maybe it needs to be a little bit more than that this offseason.
Some possible trades could happen, too, with all the signings they just did.
Where do you see fatigue?
All the signings, who just did?
The Chiefs just did in the offseason. All those signings, those could be trades.
I see what you're saying.
This offseason.
Yeah, I mean,
you could get assets back for those players.
There could be, yeah, absolutely. And there should be movement every offseason. You know, JJ talks about being more transactional. I love the transactional side of things to try to get better.
I guess my question is, where do you notice fatigue?
That all over. I look at like Hollywood
even
Brown
coming off of a bye
yeah,
week.
Yeah, I mean, it just looks like Chris Jones looks tired to me, right? Travis Kelce looks tired to me too. Now, I mean, it's late in the season. Mahomes
and they both
frustrated,
they both had their best games
I know.
Of the season.
I just think they're all exhausted. I really do. I think fatigue does play a big time factor in all of this. You know, whether it's getting that extra oomph of effort that Danan talked about today too. I mean, he talked about the effort. He goes, it's not the X's and O's. It's more of an effort thing, really, than it is an X's and O's thing when he was kind of talking about that earlier.
Yeah, I can do that for you. But I don't know.
Yeah, sure. It was disappointment last night. They fought their hearts out, you know, and had too many mistakes. I mean, that's...
Sorry.
I would have thought that the bye week would have done a lot for that because we talked about this last week in regards to self-scouting, et cetera, and I just don't know. I mean, I thought during the game, one of the more peculiar sequences was, I believe it was third down and two, where they had the L formation in the backfield, and Patrick had play action, and we couldn't convert. They tried to leak Breshard Smith out to the right on a flat route. I thought that was pretty peculiar because with Breshard Smith in the backfield and play action, I don't know how that goes together because we're not really handing him the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, those are the situations where you would think, okay, the bye week was here. We learned a lot about ourselves. Here are some things that we need to do. Either we need to hand him the ball more so that we can run play action, or we need to have Kareem Hunt in the game so that people will buy into the possible play action.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Danan also went on to talk about, you know, the way that people are efforting, you know, and I go back to that, like, effort is a mindset. Effort is all about you. You control your effort. And so that's up to you. But sometimes if you're exhausted, your effort just goes out the window. And I don't know exactly who, I don't know exactly what. I mean, if you really want to know my honest opinion, it's a head coach quarterback problem right now. I don't know what else to say. And it's hard to say that because they're the two at best at what they've done for all these years. But who's messing up the most that we can clearly see with our eyes? Patrick can't hit people in stride. He's throwing behind people. He's throwing interceptions in the red zone. Andy Reid has given him too many options and not condensing this thing down to running the football and whatnot. So, I mean, ultimately, like, you sit there, you struggle with this team because you don't know what's wrong because nothing individually looks wrong. But at the end of the day, the two that aren't doing their best this year are the quarterback and the head coach.
And that's why we asked Dana if there was trouble in paradise.
It's hard to say. I mean, honestly, it's hard to say. I think there's always been examples of, okay, was that a little bit too cute? Did we try a little bit? Mm-hmm. Like, we can go back to that AFC championship when we lost against the Bengals. We can go back to games, and specifically you look back, okay, inside the 5-yard line. Okay, how come we're not running the ball? Or, you know, I just don't know. I think here's the one thing I do think. When everything's going well, we don't criticize. Mm-hmm. Last year, we were just thankful because we kept winning, and this team must be made of magic. They must be in line to make history. And maybe we overlook some of the things that are more glaring right now, and because we're losing games, we can see it. We got more clear vision in regards to what's happening on the field.
I'm not trying to go against you. I just don't care about the fatigue.
I understand that. And that's what a fan should say.
And I think, to me, there are many more eye-opening flaws than saying that they are tired. I mean,
you don't want to hear that, but that is reality. And I understand
sure
that.
Is,
fans don't want to hear that. I get that.
No, I mean, that's just how I truly believe. I think that they are predictable. I think they are stale. I think they have lost the fear from other teams. I don't think teams see 15-87 and Big Andy coming out of the tunnel and going, oh, God, there they are. I think they've lost that factor, and I think it's evidently obvious because they've seen more of it. I think there's just so much out there, And the Chiefs have just always been able to continue to do that. Last year, they won 12 one-possession games. This year, they have yet to win one. And it's not like every – I mean, it's just – to me, that's not where fatigue is playing. And to me, what's being played into is that you're not the big bad kid on the block. You've been punched in the face multiple times. People know your vulnerable spots. People know what you're going to do. Knowing what the defense is going to do on third and 15 doesn't tell me that they're tired. It tells me that they're predictable and that people know what they're doing.
Oh, I think it's all factored in, though, too. I think it's predictable. I think it's exhaustion. I think it's tiredness. I think it's just lack of, I'm done. You know, I think there's some of that as well. I mean, you mentioned the bye week and the predictability nature of all this kind of stuff. Why wasn't that rectified in the bye week?
Yep.
When you had a player tell you, on another team, that you were predictable as to what you're doing on offense, and we all went, oh, he's a rookie, what does he know? Ha, ha, ha. That should have been the biggest eye-opening thing that you saw. And then we come out of the bye week, and Chris Jones is talking about the team being predictable. Derek Johnson is talking about the team being predictable. I'm watching the game with Justin Reed. He knew what everything was going on. You know, like that's three different people.
It goes back to, like, if a restaurant changes their recipe of something that's been there for years and 15 people have noticed, but the restaurant's like, yeah, well, we're kind of changing. Don't change. Go back to what you did that made you good. And whatever that is, they've got to figure that out. And I don't know if it's communication between head coach and quarterback, if it's quarterback's got to realize that he's got more time than he does in the pocket. Film gets broken down on Monday nights and Tuesday afternoons, so you see it all the time where there was a play last week where Travis threw it to Kelsey out of pure panic, and he threw it behind him, and he had Thornton. If he'd have just waited, Thornton was open down the field, and that's a throw we've seen Patrick Mahomes make all the time.
How many times has he missed Travis Kelsey wide open when he's in that same game? He's trying to go deep to Thornton. He's got Travis Kelsey wide open underneath. Oh, I should have taken that one. Like, he to me, like, that's why this conversation is not easy, because – you look at this team, you're like, oh, they do this good, they do that good, they're better here, they're better. Like it doesn't make sense. This team does not make sense right now. Their record does not make sense for where they are, other than the self-inflicted errors that they've, you know, they've done way too much this year, and the quarterback being off and the head coach not calling the right plays. Like, that's to me what it comes down to, because they're not playing bad football. They've got good football players, but it's just not all clicking. It's missing on certain things. And I do think that's where the exhaustion factors in. I do think that's where the tiredness factors in.
I think they're thinner than we gave them credit for.
And maybe that's a good point, too.
Yeah, not as deep as maybe we all, including myself, touted that it was.
And that's fair. I mean, like, we've gotten really nothing out of the draft class so far this year.
Josh Simmons, that's it.
Yeah, Josh Simmons has been fantastic. But other than that, you know, you should get something out of your one. Everybody else, you got to get some stuff out of it. They got to be roster additions for you to save you money on the salary cap.
Yeah, there
and
were no offseason additions that have helped either. No. Outside of the draft, Christian Fulton, nothing. I mean, yeah.
Other than Josh Simmons, nothing they did this offseason has helped this team. And you're right, maybe they are a little thin at certain positions and could be a little bit deeper, obviously, you know, along that defensive line. Yeah. But again, how much does fatigue factor into that? We're like, I'll look at that tomorrow. I'm exhausted. Or, like, I know just from being outside that locker room in the Super Bowl how exhausted people were. I mean, I can tell you how exhausted Brett Veach was after that game, mentally, physically. It was, I mean, those guys.
Get a Celsius. Let's go.
You
get some black coffee. I don't know what to tell you.
Were the Patriots exhausted?
They went 10 years without doing anything.
Only 2 years.
Well, 10 years without winning. Yeah, without winning.
But the Chiefs haven't missed the playoffs yet.
Totally.
I'm with you. They haven't missed the playoffs yet. But, I mean, yeah, every team goes through this. Like, 8 years of having this run is remarkable, but the Patriots always change their roster over. Mm-hmm. The only constant was Tom Brady. And I'm the guy that got kicked in the balls when I said trade everybody. How could you do that? You got to keep your roster fresh. You've got to keep your roster fresh. And all these guys have played a lot. They just don't look like the same team. And they're not being feared because teams are looking at them going, eh. You don't have it this year.
We'll wrap this show up on the other side here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Bob got tired, left the show. He's been doing it for 15 years. Fatigue is a factor. kidding. I just thought that was well played.
Awesome.
I'm tired.
No, it's good.
Can't be number one this long. I don't even know. Back here on 96.5 The Fan, Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens with you. I have to ask you a question because it's fantasy related. We've got a little time because Dad's not here.
Oh, yeah.
Is Christian Watson a must start from now on?
100%.
Okay.
Couple weeks
I've had
ago.
Him and I've stashed him, and I'm like, do I flex Watson or do I flex like a Zach Ertz type player? Because I have Theo Johnson, George Kittle, and Zach Ertz, and I've just been doing the tight end flex strategy.
Okay.
But I also have Christian Watson, and like this last game I know was
Watson!
Against was against the Giants, but like we're starting to see like that's Love's anchor.
I think is this 2 weeks or 3 weeks now? Ever since he's gone back, I think it's 3 weeks. And I remember when he got back the first after the first game, I was like, dude. I watched because I watched every Packers game because I'm a Jordan Love guy.
Yeah.
The trust was instantly there. Like, he wants to throw him the ball deep. He can go up and get it. And I think we all kind of collectively forgot that, hey, Christian Watson's pretty good. Like, he's 6'4". He's fast. He's strong.
High point specialist.
Yes. So, like, I think you're right. I think that's it. Because
you know, I wanted the Chiefs draft him out of Notre Dame.
Yes, I know. Okay. He understands.
Like, I dare you at the end of the show to just tell Binkley in his ear when he puts his headset on, did you think Christian Watson could have been a good Chief? Hey,
don't do that to Alex. That is not fair to Alex to do something like that to get Binkley. He's already upset. The Hy-Vee app was down today because of the worldwide outage of the internet.
Did he get his beer?
Our guy Maloney was on it because Maloney was going to do a nice thing for somebody today, and he was going to get Binkley beer. And he texted Binkley, and then Binkley immediately said, it's back up and running. Orders in.
Okay, good. All right, good. So Maloney was going to come over here with some brew for
what
Jay.
What's going on out there? Specs eating the protein bar. Binkley's doing the point.
Yeah.
Look at him. Get it right in his face.
I mean, he is. He had a thumbs up. It wasn't the point. He's thumbs up inspector out there
point
right
one.
Now.
Point
is one. Is there a marriage that is better than Binkley and Maloney, though? I mean, seriously, when you think about it, like those two bulls in a china shop, man, I'll tell you what, they're going, busting everything in sight and then leaving. Maloney told me the other day he was up in Lawrence for his friend of theirs passed away, and so they were at a celebration of life. And like all his old fraternity brothers were like, dude, they rip on you all the time. It's awesome.
Maloney.
But Maloney, that's the kind of guy that guy is, right? Heard that Binkley couldn't order his beer this morning because of an internet outage, and Maloney was going to bring that dude a six-pack. That's a good man.
That's a good guy right there.
That's a good person right there, man.
Damn straight.
I'm dropping everything. Where are you going? Binkley needs beer. All right.
You offered me your grill as nicely as you did. Didn't have a truck. Maloney said, I got you. Let's go get it.
He doesn't really do much during the day.
That's fair.
I mean, he really doesn't. What are you doing today? Yeah. I'm going to go eat.
He's giving me shirts.
Yep.
He gave me a neon light for my garage.
Same here.
He's a good dude.
He's the best guy in the world. I'm being serious about that. He's the best.
And he will knock somebody the F out.
Oh, yeah, he will. Except
he's an angry Irishman.
Call him Don sometimes. He responds well.
I don't think I'm going to do
that. He's the Don of bars, right?
Okay. I was thinking Dom, like Big Dom.
No, not Big Dom. Which that guy is unbelievable. Still watching him on the sidelines.
He was at the WWE event last night.
So was Cam Scataboo.
I kind of saw that. I'm like, man, if I'm the Giants, I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, he pushed the rest of them. They all came and attacked him, and he went backwards.
Like he was in the crowd mugging people. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to be one of those get in your playbook guys that, you know, because I can't. I know there's life outside of sports. Mm-hmm. Some people don't seem to understand that. But again, you're in it.
He was at the UFC event.
Yeah.
Sitting next to like Hasbullah. I saw that. Then he was at WWE Raw.
Yeah, last night.
And then he was at the Giants game on Sunday. So he went from UFC to Giants game to Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, what else are you going
to
do?
Well, he's like Maloney. What else are you going to do? I might as well go to these things. Maybe got an extra ticket to Nathan's wedding.
Still can't get rid of that. Binkley tried to sell his ticket like it was a game day ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't dig much better. They'll never know.
Yeah.
I think they might.
They might, yeah.
I think they might. Mm-hmm.
You're a friend they invited to their wedding. They don't know who this man is.
Also a coworker with a guy getting married.
Right.
Hey, that's not Jay.
Yeah. It kind of looks like him with that bald dome.
Oh, man.
Binkley trying to sell his invitation to the wedding is still peak. I mean.
So, I think we can put the therapy sessions away with the Chiefs and move on to Indianapolis.
Yep.
That is what tomorrow will be. Obviously,
We'll have Binkley on at 6:45. You know, he'll be loaded with some stats. But it is, again, on to the next one. It is Indianapolis. It is Jonathan Taylor. It is Daniel Jones. But for all of you that say that Daniel Jones is really going to come into Arrowhead and beat this Chiefs team, Jim Harbaugh did it.
Yeah.
I mean, it can happen. Mm-hmm. But it is time to move on. We've had 2 days to reflect on what was that game against Denver. We know where this team currently sits. And at this point in the time of the season, I am the guy at the table that crosses the leg, puts the hands on the hips, said,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right. Prove me wrong, because I don't think you're a playoff team. And until you can show us that, we'll find out, because it's time to move on to the Indianapolis game.
I'd like them to prove me right and say that they are a playoff team and not just give up on the rest of the year. Let's see what kind of fights in you the next 7 games.
You want a shot at the title, Jack? Ball's in your court, Indianapolis. Go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Stay kind, stay groovy, stay safe. Coming up next, it's Binkley, it's Gold, and it's Mr. James Howell on the ones and twos for 96.5 The Fan. We'll talk to you tomorrow. It's on to Indy. Take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.